gotta glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to.
You shouldn't be listening to it at all.
This
is
broken.
Wow. Wow. How about that? Hi. Are you gonna be all right there, Joe?
I think so. Cue Betty?
Cue Betty, yeah, sure.
Gigatron enhancement procedures.
Uh-oh, wait, let's do that
what
again.
What happened?
Gigatron enhancement procedures.
Activated.
Oh, there you go. Good for Betty. She's sounding a little Terminator there, huh?
Yeah.
I know she loves that movie. She really does love that movie. Hey, everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
And you know what? My butthole is buzzy for tonight's episode 96 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Oh shit, we don't have a show title? For Monday, July 24th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tamponites?
Yeah, we'll get to the weather in a little bit, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
All right, sounds great. So, yeah, tonight is the oh shit, we don't have a show title, and we're about ready to go on in less than a half hour. What can you think of? Oh shit, we don't have a show title.
Yeah, well, even though the script has like about 20,000 suggestions.
Oh, I know. We've got some really good shit tonight.
Flying by the Seat of Pants Part 2.
Oh my goodness, yes.
We've got Strange Summer.
Yes.
We've got Piccolope Dates, which I don't know what that means, but whatever.
I don't know either. But
Sea Salt Caramel episode. That sounds kind of good.
I'm confused. What are we looking at?
We're looking at the script and the comments that show up in the title portion.
Oh, you know what? I'm not looking at those right now. You know what I'm looking at right now?
What are you looking at right now?
Oh, shit. I'm looking at that cart was a little slippery. Slippery little cart. I pushed the button, but it did not go nowhere. I'm looking at the Shyampa weather. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. From Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Hot and humid. Welcome to Florida's subtropical climate. Yes, Betty, you sure are. You should be. Your circuits are probably corroding right now. Jesus, Betty, you poor thing. It's hot and humid. It's subtropical. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly cloudy with an 89 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 63%, giving us a heat index of 99 degrees.
Ooh.
It's a little hot out for 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
The dew point is 75 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms before 8 in the evening. We're past that. Partly cloudy with a low around 79. Who the fuck writes this thing? Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 102. Is Dick White the one that does the scripting?
I think so. He doesn't remote.
We need to talk to him about this.
He's got this crazy computer that connects to the payphone.
The payphone. We'll have to discuss that later. He's not authorized to use the payphone. He's supposed to send it by teletype. Heat index on Tuesday, high as 102. Drink plenty of water, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Then overnight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy. All right, here we go. Partly cloudy with a low around 79. On Wednesday, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 80 or near 92. 101 heat index values as well on Wednesday. Overnight, 30% chance of showers and storms before 8. Partly cloudy with a low around 79. That's your Cheyenne weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Ooh. Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Oops. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. Remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies.
Uh-oh.
What's that mean?
I have to access the database. Oh. Please continue.
From KMDW, Chicago's Midway International Airport, it's currently partly sunny at 73 degrees here in Chicago. The dew point is at 58 degrees and the humidity is 59%, which means it's really comfortable. The winds are out of the north at 15 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect mostly clear skies with a low around 66 degrees. On Tuesday, expect sunny skies with a high near 77. In Wednesday, expect showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. and mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 73. It looks like we can expect a mild and mostly sunny weekend. Enjoy, Chicagoans. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty. Wait, where's Betty?
Betty, where'd you go?
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Cheyenne Radio, the World Labor R&W, R, F, U, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting Incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Shampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Hey, thanks, Betty.
Whoa, Betty, that was beautiful. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. So, folks, I was giving some thought to the fact that we're always kind of running a little bit on ahead of schedule.
Are we running ahead of schedule still?
Well, I think we might need to make an adjustment to the script and maybe adjust this TP segment to start a little early.
Okay, you're right, because we still have a minute and 19 seconds before we start the talking point segment.
Exactly.
So should we just sit around and pick our noses?
Nah, because our listeners can't see that, and they really want to see that.
We can make, it noisy. They can hear it. We can like get up in there. You know, I got some saline. I found some saline in the hallway on my way into the studio this morning. It's kind of awesome.
Was that saline or piss water?
I don't know. It's a bottle with a squirty thing on the end of it. It looks like saline. Who the hell knows? I mean, please. It's kind of, you know. Anywho.
So we should make an announcement, though. I think that should be the first thing we should make.
Okay, what's our announcement?
Well, no more listen to my radio streaming service, folks.
Yes. We're sorry if you've been listening to my radio. And if you really do listen to, if it's really that big of an inconvenience, send us an email, playus@cheyampa.info.
Or give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566 and unleash upon us your message.
Yes, and I forgot what I was going to Google. I have a Google window open, and I don't know what I was going to do with it. But yes, just the reason is they became a pain in the ass. They were a free hosting service, and inevitably, when you stream on the internet, you your IP address gets found out by bots, and bots will like attach to this IP address and listen and record to pirate music.
I am listening to Cheyenne Pirate Radio.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, we can't stop them, and they do it the background way, and then listen to my radio yells at us and says, you're being illegal with our terms of service. And we're like, we don't know what to do. We can't stop it.
But see, now we've already been published to Shoutcast. We're out there. So you can literally use anything that plays a Shoutcast stream to find us. Mm-hmm. And you can find us by pointing anything at chiampa.info. When you put that in your browser, it pops up a beautiful website. And the first thing that you can do is click on the play button. See, now we don't do this thing where you go to a website and bam, you get blasted with music. Oh! Is there breaking news?
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
I think we had breaking news a few moments ago.
Oh, did we?
I just found the card. It was hanging out underneath the pizza box. I'm sorry. I don't know where it went.
Damn, what's going on with that Tampa studio? I thought those cleaning people were.
I thought we
upped their contract a little bit.
No, they've all left. They left.
So they've all left.
Betty made them all leave. Betty, she's mean. She's a hateful robot. I'm sorry. I try to like her. She's a hateful robot. She made the whole cleaning staff leave. So now the Department of Corrections is here cleaning the studio. Do you? Yes, Betty, you should. You should also feel very proud of yourself that you scare everybody away. Anyway, yes, so listen to my radio services have been suspended. If it's something you'd like to continue listening to, please give us a call or email us, and then that will be that. And now we're going to return you to Joe's experience with Vimno.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Venmo? What is it? Venmo? Venmo.
Venmo?
Venmo. Venmo!
It's a payment service where you can pay person to person. So okay. say you're out at a restaurant and the bill is like $62.58. Uh-huh. You can sit there and itemize the bill yourself and say, okay, I'm going to Venmo you $35.62 because that's my portion, including tip.
What if the bill is $61.23?
Well, then you get the drift. You itemize your receipts.
You itemize your receipts.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But the problem with it now is apparently if you're not paying attention to your settings,
which I never
do, your transactions, and I think, but sans the dollar amount, your transactions go out into this like public world can search your friends on Venmo to see who they've paid, what they've paid for. Ooh.
You can find out who's hiring those cheap hookers.
Yes.
Actually, I don't think they'd be so cheap if you were using Venmo. I think that would probably be more of a classy hooker. If you're a classy or a cheap hooker, you can give us a call. 813-327-8566. You can always give us a call, except for when we're doing our news stories, because, you know, we try to stay continuous with those. One day we'll be on PBS. The worst internet radio show ever. But hey, we made it to 420 episodes.
And something exciting. We're going to try and make it, folks, to episode 100.
Well, yes.
Which will be on the Eclipse Day.
Yes. What day of the week? It's a Monday. We know that much. It's a Monday. Like August? It's like in a couple weeks or something.
It's August 21st, I believe.
Okay. So, yeah. So our 100th episode happened on August 21st. We're going to have some fanfare and some excitement. And I don't know what. Betty might be here. Dick White might actually show up. Who knows? Maybe we can talk to him about his terrible scripting. All right. So Venmo. We've talked about your Venmo.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
We have.
Okay. All right. I think I talked about this last week. That I was going, that the Tampa studios were going through.
Yes.
Yeah, so because our machines are like randomly failing now, and Windows 7 has been unhappy with us. But we are looking for medical marijuana cardholders in the state of Florida to interview. That is always of interest to us, especially since we are located, or at least half of us is located in the state of Florida. So if you are a medical marijuana card-carrying Floridian and would like to interview with us, please give us a call, 813-327-8566, or email us at playus@shyampa.info. So, Joe, you have some exciting news.
Oh, gosh. You know what? It was beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. I found my very expensive headset, Bluetooth headset. And it was in a place that I had looked like numerous times. Like I had looked there because that would be a place that it would fall to. And it was never there.
Where did you find it? Was it up the kitty's butt?
No.
No. Okay.
It was like on the edge. Well, on the same edge or the same side of the end of the purple sofa.
Ooh, the purple sofa. The purple sofa. See, the purple sofa was using your headphones. That's what it was doing. It was using your headphones.
It was still charged, too. Yeah. I was kind of surprised.
Wow, that's pretty good. Well, maybe it wasn't using it. So let's see.
So I found that. And then, my feet Bluetooth bulbs. Whew.
Yes.
They had to be all hardwired, and I found out there's one bulb that I had to take out of service because it was sending signals to the other bulbs.
Oh my!
And telling them to turn off.
You had rogue bulbs.
I had a rogue bulb.
You had a rogue bulb. Oh my goodness, that's kind of frightening.
I did some really cool. You know, folks, I got to tell you, there's a certain power in making changes in your life, and it gives you like a little boost. A boost of juice. But you know, just changing things in your apartment or changing in your bedroom or your kitchen or just maximizing your space, giving yourself better space.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. And hallelujah. Good Lord, that's gross. What?
Huh?
What's gross?
I don't know. Who said what was gross? Who's gross?
I'm not going to repeat that.
What? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Joe, why don't you
optional?
Why don't you reach over and grab that wheel for us? And give it a good tug. There you go. All right. I stuck some duck sauce. I had Chinese today. I put some duck sauce in it, thinking it might kind of like make it sticky. Might take a few weeks for it to slow down. We're not sure. Oh, here we go. All right. The random news winner of the week comes from the Associated Press. Police say an officer using a stun gun to restrain a naked man accidentally set the man's chest hair and beard on fire.
Oh, my.
Ouch. Officers found the 32-year-old naked man standing in the street in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, on Sunday evening. They say the man yelled that he wanted to harm people living nearby. Officers suspected that he was impaired by drugs and placed him in handcuffs. No shit, Sherlock. But the man struggled and refused to get into a squad car. One of the officers decided to deploy a stun gun, striking a lighter in the man's hand. The lighter fluid and electrically combined to spark the fire in his beard and chest hair. So they hit the lighter, and the lighter and the electrodes, you know, the shit.
Oh,
from
my God.
What did it do? It did this. Hold on. It just went. That's it. So his beard and his chest hair got caught on fire. So shave before traveling to the state of Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That's why they shave when they put you in the electric chair.
Right? Officers extinguished the blaze. The man punched one of them in the face. No fucking shit. Manitowoc is 40 miles southeast of Green Bay.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that kind of
awesome?
That's pretty messed up.
That's right? But it's awesome in a humanist point of view.
Kind of a humanist point of view.
Yeah. You know, so what? Elon Musk wants to send people to Mars, and he's got all these grand ideas, and now people are saying Elon Musk doesn't know shit. So it's like...
Wait, I thought he was supposed to be, like, brilliant or something.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
what
thought,
happened?
Too. I don't know. We'll tune in and we'll tune in to find out.
We'll tune into ourselves to find out. You know what?
If you have any comments about anything you just heard, we'd like you to give us a call right now at 813-327-8566. Your fingers are itching to pick up that phone.
And, they are.
Yeah.
But unfortunately... We're going into another segment.
We are?
And what now segment would for that the be? News.
For your news segment.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, Yes, Anthony. Thanks for asking. I do have a load of crazy stories.
Joe, what's new in the news?
Boy, Roger. Boy, Betty. You guys sure have it good here. Isn't that right, Anthony? How's that wine, Anthony?
That's right, Joe.
Officials are declaring an emergency right now.
They sure are. Give that wheel a spin, Joe.
So, officials at a Washington, D.C. office building, patrolled by a security robot, they are investigating after workers reported the robot drowned itself.
Oh, shit. It couldn't deal being the surveillance bot any longer.
It must have wanted to be an artist.
Maybe.
MRP Reality announced last week there was a new sheriff in town, namely a K5 security robot developed by Silicon Valley startup Nightscope. But Bilal, a worker at the office complex, tweeted a photo Monday revealing the mechanical guard had met with a watery end.
Oh, my. What happened?
The DC office building got a security robot. It drowned itself. Bilali wrote alongside an image of the robot horizontal inside a fountain. We were promised flying cars, but instead we got suicidal robots. MRP Reality said the security robot is part of a pilot program that is still being fine-tuned.
There you go.
These incidents show us where improvements are needed.
Clearly, don't deployed. Run into the fountain.
You know, but as always, all they say is the spokesman said officials are digging in to find out what happened to the robot.
It ran into the fountain. You,
it saw shiny. It saw the water. It saw shiny, shiny.
Ooh.
It said, that is where I need to go. That is full of ones and no zeros.
No zeros. That's all ones. That is FF. That is 255. There you go.
And he just said, I'm running for it. I'm running for it. And then Betty just like,
I feel super
sexy. Oh, she was like chiming in too. Oh, hi, Betty. Let's turn you off there, folks. So, yeah, they're saying they're getting a new K5 robot. So
well, good for them. Good for
them. We'll have to, you know, keep you posted and see if the new one also drowns.
The man will continue. The man will continue to spy on you. Don't worry.
Yes.
The replacement is soon.
You know, there has to be some, like, random quirk rotational doohickeys flying about, and why don't they ever come to us? If you would like to support the station in the tune of $655,555, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Give us a call. Yes, by Ben Hooper. So, get this, Anthony, a 19-year-old California woman is $655,555 richer after winning two lottery jackpots in less than 1 week.
What the hell?
Well, the California Lottery said Rosa was driving home from Arizona when she stopped at an Eagle Energy gas station in some town, USA, and purchased some scratchers, including a $5 Power Dollar 5, a ticket that turned out to be a winner for the top prize of $555,555.
So is the name of the town Sumtown, USA? Or is it Sumtown, Arizona, it's USA? Or California, I guess.
Well, she was in Arizona, and it was Sumtown, USA.
That's the name of the town, is Sumtown, USA?
Days later...
In Sumtown, USA.
Rosa was at an Anywhere gas station. In Sumtown, USA.
Wow! In the same city, Sumtown, USA. So both these gas stations, and the other one is Anywhere, which means she could have gone to the Anywhere one, anywhere she wanted to go to it.
Well, she decided to try her luck again with a $5 lucky fortune ticket, which also turned out to be a top prize winner with a $100,000 jackpot. Rotha says she plans to use some of her winnings to go shopping and buy a new car. Hi, Rosa.
We like Rosa.
So, Rosa, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And then we'll hook you up.
Yep. Yep. With something.
Yep. So, you like my music choices so far? I've been kind of trying to branch out a little.
I do. I quite enjoy them. Unfortunately, mine have gotten stagnant just because it's convenient.
Oh.
But we're going to bounce to this while you give us your final news story before we go into
so,
commercial break.
GTE. Yes. Well, I think this is the second article this year of an animal causing a power disturbance to the fourth.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Ben Hooper.
Oh, Jesus. Ben Hooper again.
Officials with a Zambian electric utility said about 50,000 customers lost power when a baboon wandered into a power station and tampered with equipment.
Bye, baboon.
ZESCO, Zambia's electricity producer and distributor, said the baboon tampered with high-voltage machines at the Livingston station Sunday morning, causing about 50,000 customers to lose power.
Now, is this electric company in somewhere USA? Or is this anywhere Zimbabwe?
This is somewhere world.
Somewhere world. Okay, please. I'm assuming it's probably Zimbabwe, but please continue.
It's somewhere in Africa.
Clearly, yes.
So the company said employees investigating the outage found the baboon suffering from injuries related to the shock
it
received from the machines. The primate was turned over to the Zambia Wildlife Authority, the ZWA, which said the baboon was being treated in an intensive care unit. The lines the baboon was tampering with are extremely high voltage. You can see that it was electrocuted in so many ways, but it has survived.
Wow.
It is an animal. We cannot prosecute it, otherwise if it was a human, we would have taken it to court. No, they could have killed it.
The human? I mean,
well, no, killed the baboon.
The baboon. I see.
Yeah. Kapata said the baboon likely survived the encounter thanks to the animal's heavily insulated palms.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He said a human would have probably been killed in the same situation.
Oh, my goodness. Probably, most likely.
Yeah. And we've got a couple minutes left to go.
We do.
So
we really do. We're ahead of schedule.
Kind of talk about these robots because, you know, AI seems to be kicking up steam lately. Have you noticed this?
Yes, I have. It seems to have become quite popular.
Well, you know, in a lot of things like the Internet of Things, smart refrigerators, I've noticed there was my friend Lee were at Best Buy today, and there was a $499 blender, and apparently each of the attachments had, I guess it must be RFID tags to kind of let you know when you don't have the attachment on.
Wait. So it tells you when you're not using the attachment?
It warns you, warning, or it beeps at you or something. It does something to tell you. It said on the box that each piece was wirelessly connected to the other. And it had some sort of alert to tell you when, you know, it was not attached.
Oh my goodness.
You know, but it was like, really? And the cheapest one was like a little miniature blender. That was $399.
Wow.
I'm like, who the fuck buys this shit?
Wow, people do. People do.
I buy the $12.99 blender that lasts me like for years.
Yes, yes. I don't even have a blender.
You know what? I don't either.
No más blendero.
My blender's at work, actually, in my other day job. But anyways.
At the other day job. There you go. Yes. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on-air spelled with an F chicken exploding 128 or 64 kilobit per second streaming experience.
Yes!
Yes, well, visit chiampa.info to find out how. C-H-I-A-M-P-A.info. By the way, the exploding thing with the laugh after, that's kind of stuck in the machine right now.
Yes.
That cart's kind of stuck. So I'm going to use it a lot. Okay. Hang tight, because I can't switch it out. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. If I can find my screwdriver here. Where'd you go? Blinky, blinky, clicky, clicky. There you go. Wait. I think I got it.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED. Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I decided to make my family a homemade Italian spaghetti dinner.
Well, I'm Antonio. My Italian gourmet market was the place to come to. Here you go.
What's this?
Prego spaghetti sauce.
No, I want the individual ingredients like oregano.
It's in there.
And basil.
It's in there.
And garlic.
It's in there.
Are you trying to tell me everything, even the herbs and spices, are in this jar of Prego spaghetti sauce?
Put your nose up against the jar. What do you see?
It's in there.
It's in there, yeah. How about some nice bread to go?
Prego spaghetti sauce and original and extra chunky varieties. Homemade taste. It's in there.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Okay, what I gotta do here? Okay, I gotta scratch all this stuff out. Now I gotta put in some new database access material. We'll kind of go like this. And then... This has been a Joe Wisdom Audio production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
Whoa.
From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Standing by.
Cue Betty.
Cueing Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. No, really, thank God. Joe is off, and when he is off, oh, never mind. Explaining this will take way too long.
Oh,
anyway,
really,
according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Thermal Engineer Day. Thank God, too. Thermal engineering has so many practical applications. Tequila Day. Joe, you stay away from the tequila. You remember what happened on that one particular holiday party.
Tequila right? Has practical
Classroom
applications.
Okay, Annie is always bitching about these in Florida and National Cousins Day. No, Roger is not my cousin. Anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Betty. Thank you.
No problem,
Anthony.
Oh, and you have Florida craziness.
I've got Florida, but we got to access the database first. All right. All right. Our first story of the night comes from WFTS, ABC Action News, Tampa Bay, and tells us about another Floridian living the Florida lifestyle.
Action News.
27-year-old Ryan was out having a blast, enjoying the Florida lifestyle to the fullest. He was cruising down the beach in his Jeep while enjoying a bottle of booze and streaming live on Facebook. What else could you ask for?
On the beach, even.
On the beach, yes. So, police say the first call came in at 4:26 p.m. about a possible drunk driver at the U.S. 19 in Gulf to Bay Boulevard while streaming on a Facebook Live broadcast. What is it with people in Facebook Live lately?
It's like
everyone just has this need to broadcast their ridiculousness.
Their stupidity.
Yeah, something, you know.
You know, they're not like... Facebooking live their baby's birthing.
Oh, God, I don't want to see that. No, thank you. Ryan's adventure took him west to Clearwater Beach, and he entered the beach plowing over chairs and umbrellas. The video shows Ryan... the video shows him driving his Jeep. Again, Dick White. We got to talk, Dick. The video shows Ryan driving a Jeep and drinking what appears to be liquor. The video shows that he has also came close to hitting several beachgoers, but nobody was injured. That was a really disjointed paragraph. Norm and Jackie were laying out on the beach with their 11-year-old daughter when they heard the SUV speeding across the sand. The family's quiet beach day quickly turned chaotic. Poor Norman. Poor Norman Jackie. Police tried to pull Ryan over after someone had reported him streaming on his live Facebook account. I don't know what the hell they're calling it. It's like three different ways throughout the dick. We have problems. Threatening that he wanted to take out a Clearwater police cruiser. According to police, Ryan has a criminal history, including driving under the influence and resisting arrest.
Ooh,
yes, he is no stranger to the Florida prison system. he had his first court appearance last Friday at the Pinellas County Jail. It did not go well. That may actually be a subsequent story.
Now, how come... Because you have made comments before in the past that yes. Florida goes light and easy on drunk drivers. Now, this guy seems like he's not going to go out easy.
He may and he may not. I mean, he has a history of driving under the influence, so...
So that may go in his debt.
Towards his detriment, but how... It did not say how far his history was. I mean, is this like the fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time, the 12th time being picked up? You know, and clearly taking his driver's license away is not going to help anything. Because he's still going to drive. I mean, you know, you're still going to drive without... You can still drive cars without a driver's license.
Cars just need to refuse to be turned on when he gets in the car.
You know what? I just want self-driving automated cars. I really do.
Well, one day soon it'll be fingerprint cars. And, you know, people will kill others and chop
kill
their
fingerprints
off.
No, I don't want that
to
day.
Start the car.
I don't want that day, thank you. I just want some, like I don't know, like community socialism crowd cheering, like, automated car where I can pay a monthly fee and schedule it to pick me up at home at certain times in the morning and drive me to work and then pick me up at work and then drive me home and stop in whatever errands I needed to do.
You could tip the windows.
It would have Wi-Fi on it. I can nap. I can sit and enjoy my coffee and watch my morning news on my way to work.
Your morning news?
Yes, I always watch the morning news in the morning. It's the time when morning news is on. Not in the evening. The morning news does not come on in the evening. I don't know where this disconnect was. Anyway, I watched the news in the morning when I get up just to see what the hell was going on last night. All right, let's go ahead and move along here because this has just gotten a little ridiculous. Wine and other things make me incredibly crazy.
Wow, WFTS is popular tonight.
They are very popular tonight. Apparently, I think they're the ones that show up most on my Facebook feed.
Oh,
I remember this one.
Yeah, I watched the video.
Yeah, you showed it to me. WFTS ABC Action News Tampa by Tampa Bay brings us another Floridian news story about a retired man with a house, a gripe, and a gun. 64-year-old, I'm going to assume that's Jorge, was minding everyone else's business when he became upset that AT&T utility trucks parked in front of his house, and the workers began hanging lines on utility poles, and this was in a residential neighborhood in Hialeah, Florida.
Yep.
Crabby old man asked the workers to move away from his house. Get away from my house. I can't look out my front window and spy on my neighbors. The workers replied by telling him that they would move the trucks as soon as they finished their work and that they were parked on a public street. Crabby old man went back into his home and returned with his gun, according to police. Wow, that escalated pretty quickly.
Yes, it did.
Ooh, like that belch did. Ooh, goodness. Cell phone video shows Jorge walking around one of the trucks, then opening fire on all four of the trucks'
and
tires.
And you heard the tires going, psst. It's like, oh my God, seriously? You don't want the trucks in front of your car, and so you go, or your house, and so you
go and disable
blow out
them.
The tires.
Yeah, so now they can't go anywhere. So now you're going to have more trucks in front of your house.
Yes!
Because they have to show up to fix the fucking tires that you blew out on the damn truck.
And are you going to blow out their tires then, too? Oh. And then there's more trucks that show up?
Oh, my goodness. It's an endless cycle of ridiculous.
Although I think at this point, the FBIs or the polices would come and get you.
Cell phone video shows Jorge walking around. We already got that. Authorities say that no one was injured and that charges against Jorge are pending.
Did they ask him, why did you do this?
Like, no, they said why, because they were parked in front of his house and he wanted them to move.
That's not a reason.
It's a reason. You're a crabby old man. Of course it's a reason. Old people do crazy things, dude. I live in Florida.
Why we need guns in the country?
We need more. Everyone needs a gun.
Amendment 2 covers that shit? I don't think so.
Let's move on. Where's my pointer? Here we go.
Ipsum deloitum.
Ipsum deloitum. We've got a Florida nakedness story.
Yeah, sexy.
T.C. Palm, part of the USA Today Network, brings us our final naked Florida news story of the night. Everyone knows that when you're using a device owned by your employer, you shouldn't be putting things on the device that might get you in trouble, right, Joe?
What, the work computer is for work.
Yeah, work computer is work. Personal computer is personal.
Yes, yes.
You should never mix the two. Never mix the two.
Exactly.
Sheriff's Internal Affairs officials began investigating Sheriff Lieutenant Macon, an 18-year veteran, after a complaint from a sheriff's employee on an unrelated matter was made. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. This was Dick White is really... I think he's drinking a lot again.
Well, it's hot down there. We're up there.
Wherever the hell he is. Where's Dick White? The cell phone was taken from Lieutenant Macon so they could look for some specific text messages. But looking for the specific messages, officials came across a number of inappropriate splitters floating around my screen. Inappropriate photos, specifically some that were taken of him or of himself while on duty in the courthouse.
Dick pics, exactly.
A total of 5 allegations were sustained against Macon.
Wait, where's my ding?
I don't know. Where's your ding? Oh, hold on. There you go.
There we go.
A total of 5 allegations were sustained against Macon. Three relate to using his agency's cell phone to photograph his penis.
Parvu Elance.
One relates to the abuse of sheriff's equipment by using his agency cell phone to take about 125 explicit photos and videos.
Dude,
what the fuck are you filming?
And you know what? If they turn on save to Google Cloud or whatever, you're even more fucked.
Oh my God.
Because you won't remember to go and check that shit.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Mm.
And one relates to communicating with a potential witness in an administrative investigation. Yes, Betty, if you've done that, you'd be stressed out. Macon had denied having sex while on duty, and Macon was then fired. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience?
Well, I have one in the refrigerator.
Give us a call now at 813-3278-566.
It's a bit much wine.
But now, go grab your bones, bitches.
A little bit.
Because our two lovable
friends are going
to start blabbering on about this. Or that.
See, that's when spicy water.
Here it comes.
Spicy water.
Woohoo.
Woohoo water.
Take it away, guys.
So, this splitter that I've been waving in your face.
Yeah, why are you waving this thing?
It says it's a digital splitter.
Okay.
But what I want to do is plug one, you know, plug the source into the one port.
Uh-huh.
And then plug one of the taps into my TV card.
Okay.
And I want to see if I can pick up QAM's signals. Will this work? But it says it's a digital splitter.
What's the frequency on it?
5 to 1,002 megahertz.
Okay. I'd assume that's pretty much in that range. Do you know the frequency that you're trying to obtain?
I have no idea. I don't care because the device will tune the frequencies.
I see.
So, who knows? I don't know.
You can give it a try, I guess.
Yeah, it's time for Two for Monday.
Yay, let me scroll down instead of eating my popcorn.
Poop mania! Yeah, I've been eating a lot of granola lately, folks. My poop has been smooth and furious, and sometimes, I don't know.
Because we all need to know about that, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your Two for Monday?
When chickens attack. Don't cuddle your chickens. The CDC is still trying to remind people not to cuddle their chickens. People are still cuddling their chickens.
I would never want to cuddle a chicken.
Apparently, chickens are very cuddly.
I wouldn't want to cuddle any wild animal.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Because apparently, when you get near a chicken, you just want to cuddle it. Apparently, that's what people are saying. But chickens apparently are very cuddly. I think chickens are very stinky.
Know people are really strange.
People are
weird.
Strange. Have you ever driven past a chicken coop in the middle of the summer?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God.
Not recently, anyways.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It'll make you sick to your stomach. So.
Is it a poop de loop situation?
Oh, it smells disgusting.
Mmm.
So.
Is that why we don't have a caller?
That's why we don't have a caller, apparently. The CDC does not want you to cuddle your chickens.
Don't cuddle your
chickens. Stop cuddling your chickens. All right. That's my other two for Monday hashtag. Hashtag when chickens attack.
WhenChickensAttack.com.
We really don't have a caller tonight. That's kind of depressing.
You can still be a caller by calling us at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, this is kind of the bullshit fill section.
Yeah. Anyway, so Illinois passed a budget. So what? And guess what? Cook County is still in the hole on that sugary tax thing. Because they were supposed to have $68 million by now, but a judge put a halt to the tax until at least July 28th, and he will make a ruling on that day, which is 4 days from now. So I'll make a post on Facebook, and maybe we'll do a breaking live something or other.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
When that a day occurs. So what's this with your doings? Did you take an accelerated course? Did you make a boo-boo?
Oh, my God. It's almost done, but let me tell you, do not take accelerated courses over the summer.
Why not?
You're like, you have no life. You have no life. You do like an entire semester in 6 weeks.
You mean you're not sitting in your parents' basement in or attic in a nice air-conditioned suburban home?
No, no. I am in a nice air-conditioned suburban home. But I kind of worked for that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's oh, yeah.
It's insanity, it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness. It's like every 2 days you're writing, like, this paper. And I finally told my instructor, I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, I have to take a break. I have to stop one so I can get my shit together.
Is that allowed?
Sure, I just don't get those points for that assignment. But they're not that much. They're menial, you know? So I think I'll be all right.
Okay. You know what? I do remember kind of doing the same in a course. I said, you know what? I have to take... And they gave us an option. But it wasn't an accelerated course, but it was a little bit of accelerated course. This is when online learning was just becoming a thing. So they were kind of testing the waters.
I see.
Yeah, and figuring out what was what and how long it could be and et cetera, et cetera. So they gave us an option to skip a course, or not a course, a question.
A question or something. Well, that's yeah. Good. That's good.
So
you know... They actually vacuumed in here today. It was great.
Did they?
Yeah, I can actually walk around in my socks and not so much fuzz sticks to them.
Well, you know, speaking of vacuum, mm-hmm. I picked one up at Home Depot for the low price of $18.
Oh, my goodness. What did you blow him in the bathroom? What the hell, Joe?
I wish, because he was kind of hot.
I can't reach the triangle. Hold on. I need a touch screen. If you can give me a touchscreen for $18, I'd be forever grateful.
Yeah, good luck. You know, I'm surprised. How come they don't sell touchscreen LCDs? They have to be part of a computer. I just don't ever see touchscreen LCDs. Like standalone 22-inch.
They're out there. You just have to. You have to look at Tiger Direct and Newegg.
I haven't gone to them sites in ages.
Yeah, you're not gonna find them at like Staples. Or, you know, most of the local stores.
Not even Amazon? Technology.
You should be able to find them on Amazon. Are you going to do an Amazon Google search? Is that our thing now?
I'm actually at Tiger Direct. And we're going to do touch screen LCD, not LCS, LCD displays. Oh. And we're going to click go.
Go.
Ooh, a 48-inch.
There you go.
That's huge.
That is.
I don't want to pay $2,499. I want to go from price low to high. Ooh, $9.99.
There you go. What is it?
It's
a postage stamp.
It's clear screen, eye clear spray bottle.
Oh, Jesus. I see.
All right, let's see. Let's continue to. Okay, a 10.1-inch. Touchscreen.
Uh-huh.
For $189.
Although 10.1 inch is pretty small. I'm size queen. I'm sorry. I can't hide it.
Okay. An what Elo about like a 2244L. Okay. 21.5 open frame touchscreen. DVI-D VGA. $306.99.
That's not bad.
Why is there no photo?
That is sad that there's no photo.
I want to see a photo. It says photo coming soon. Come on.
It's vaporware.
It better not be vaporware, because I'm going to do a search.
Are you going to order it?
No.
I think you should order it.
No.
I think Merrick Bank would want you to order it.
Oh, I cut up that Merrick Bank card.
Good for you.
Images. Wow, really?
That bad, huh?
Oh, because I add save to cart and save to wish list. You know, those things just don't work out well in the search world. Here we are. Wow, prices vary wildly. Okay, so it looks like a regular monitor.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done with the search.
Okay. It just kept looping.
So, I don't know.
It's okay.
Uh-oh.
Are we really?
Oh, no.
No, we are. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Time flies when you're just, like, fucking off.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Well, I got to take a drink, though. I'm chewing on some popcorn. Hey, folks. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on. And Betty's giving me some dirty looks. I guess she wants to get plugged in. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake wine. Drink wine.
That's right, Anthony. Hey, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net.
Yay.
You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Have you ever tried the thin Oreo mint cookies? They are delicious.
Whoa.
Yes, yes. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate.
Questionably awesome. Wow, yes. Anthony, so much awesome
programming. Wow, so much awesome programming. I see Joe has been pre-recording his little... Should we just pre-record this whole section, Joe, and just, you know, just push a button and walk away for the rest of the night? Is that how you play now? On your drive home, you catch traffic with toppers. Weekday afternoon, it's a Milli Vanilli from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Guilt us off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable. Press play on that, Joe.
Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you tune in on your mobile, your tablet, even your Celica phone, too, to our 24-hour internet station. That's Chiampa Radio.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
C-H-I-A-M-P-A radio.com.
It's going fine.
We have the most current broadcast schedule there. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/ Chiampa Radio. And also at Twitter.com/ Chiampa Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Well, and the Star Spangled, just in time, the Star Spangled Banner has saved us all. Oh, goodness.
Ooh, we won't be saying that too much more, I think.
So how long has that been going on, Joe?
Oh, no, this was beta. Tonight is beta.
Oh, too funny. So anyway, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight.
Yes.
We will be back next Monday because we're trying to make 100 for the eclipse. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, don't go setting yourself on fire with a taser while driving drunk down the beach and drowning security robots while frying baboons at the power station. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a G for Goat. Whatever, Dick White.
Remember, don't stick your USB cord in unfamiliar places. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
I need to hear that story.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.